Tudelina, two churches. Near Rockvetter Road, in the middle of the Alutaguusa forests, in the small town of Tudelina, is a site unique in Estonia. Two churches side by side. One is an old wooden church, of which only ruins survive, with a leaky roof, boarded up windows, and mildewed walls. The spire is only a memory. The other one is the Tudelina Peace Congregation Church, built from 1938 to 1939 and designed by E. Zacharias. Standing next to the old wooden church is a grand stone church with a tower on the east side. The church has a traditional shape for a hall church, a gable roof with curved eaves and a square western tower with a tent cladding. The history of the two churches is worth noting. In 1923, a pastor named Voldemar Kulius, broad-minded and oratorically gifted, started serving Tudelina and Isaku congregations. But the new clergyman's sermons went beyond scripture. They seemed increasingly like secular speeches, dealing with life in general, including literature and scientific achievements. His homilies were seen as overly enlightened by the old guard members of the congregation, and it led to a rift in the community in 1929. The new congregation that split off tried hard to get control of the church. After much infighting, a new church was at last built next to the old one, which was supposed to underscore the hostility between the two congregations. The old church was closed in 1947, and the decaying building is a good example of the resourcefulness of the Kolkhoz area, where the sanctuary was converted into a grain-drying facility. In 1980, it fell completely out of use. It is under heritage conservation today, as every wooden church in Estonia is considered to have great value, and the number of 18th-century wooden churches can be counted on the fingers of one hand. By way of explanation, the current inhabitants of the municipality only saw that any feud that rose among the small population in these deep forests easily passed on from one generation to the next. The history of the Estonian Lutheran Church knows no other such war of religion.